Daf Mem Beis, and we are on Mem Aleph Mem Beis towards the bottom, Amar Rebbe Chanin, and we are discussing the sugya of the Lashon Shel Zahoris, as we learned yesterday in the Mishnah, that they tied the Lashon Shel Zahoris, the ribbon to the Rosh of the Seir Mishtaleach, and maybe they even tied one to the neck of the other Seir. The Rambam does not quote that explicitly. Some suggest that he doesn't paskin like that side of the Gemara, even though it seems to be the Maskana. They tied one to the neck and one to the head. And now we are going into other Lashonos in Halacha. There will be three, where we tie ribbons to, or use ribbons in different halachas. So we have one here, the Seir HaMishtaleach, and maybe the Seir Lashem, where we tied a ribbon on. And number two, the Gemara brought in Para Aduma, where we have a couple of items that are put into the fire as the Para Aduma is burned. And number three, we'll have Mitzora, that we use Agudas Ezov and Shniyat Tolas, and that would be dipped in order to be metaher the mitzvah as part of the tahara process. They dip it in and then they sprinkle on the mitzvah. So those are the three areas which the Gemara is going to talk about. So the Gemara said yesterday, in the name of Rav Yitzchak, that there were, regarding the paraduma and the Seir Mishtaleach ones, one of them had a requisite shear and one of them did not. I wasn't sure which one. And Rav Yosef answered, well, the Seir Mishtaleach has to be split, as we will see. So that must be the one that has to be a little bigger, because it's boy chalukah. While the other one, the paraduma one, does not need chalukah. Says the Gemara, really? Doesn't the paraduma need a little weight so it goes straight into the fire? So that shows that the paraduma one needs a requisite shear. So Rabbi says, no, that itself is a machlokas, whether it needs to be weighted down, as Hashem will see soon. Then the Gemara says, it doesn't need chalukah. Don't we have the Mishnah in Para that says that you use the shiari lashon, which sounds like the cut-off points, the leftover, the remainders? The Gemara says, no, bizanav lashon. It means just with the tail of it, it's shaped like a tail, but not that anything was cut off. Amar Chanin, Amar Rav, five or six lines from the bottom. Eitz Erez v'shni tola'as, shekaltasan shalheves k'sheira. Rav says that if somebody puts the Eitz Erez, the cedar wood, or the shni tola'as, into the fire, and the shalheves, the flame, burns it up before it goes all the way down into the fire. While it's still in midair, you put it in, and it gets burned up right over there. K'sheir, it's kosher. That's what Rav says. Meisve, but Brisa says, Nishav hev halashon, if it gets singed before it gets into the fire, mevi lashon acher makadish. It's not good, you have to bring another one. So how could Rav say that it's okay if it gets burned up with the fire, up before it goes into the actual fire, while the Brisa says otherwise? Amar Abaya lokasha kan bekolachas kan benechfefes. Depends where it is. The Brisa is talking about a case where the fire is very high. It's a very high fire, and in that way, it's licking out of the bowl. So that's why it's no good out of the pail. While Benechfefes, Rav Chanan is talking about it where it's a low fire, and then it gets burned in there. So Memela, it's already low down anyway. So it's considered El Tov Srefas Hapara anyway. Rava Amar. Rava says, Koved Tanoyi, right? As we alluded to earlier, Koved is a really machlokas tanam. Tan Yoloma Karachan. Why do we tie them up before we throw them into the Srefa Sapara? To machlokas. Day number one, Kadeshi Yukulon Ba'aguda Achas. Devi Rabbi. So that they're all in one, eged, right? In one, one bundle, one item that I can hold, El Tok Srefa Sapara, I put it in, Kulan Baguda Achas, that's Rebbe Shita. Where does Rebbe get that from? Kulan Baguda Achas, that's a sukkah concept. The sukkah concept, the Gemara itself compares Mitzora to sukkah. If you remember the Gemara and sukkah on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, the Gemara there has a machlokas, whether lulav tsarich eged or ain tsarich eged, whether the lulav needs to be bound up with the hadasim and with the aravos, not with the esrog, but does it need eged? That was a machlokas tanoim, where the Brisa says, according to the Tanakama, lulav bein agud bein she'eno agud kasher, a lulav, even if it's not agud, is kasher, and the Behuda says, no, agud kasher she'eno agud pasal, right? It has to be agud. Where do you know that from? So you know that from the third place where a ribbon comes up, the one that didn't come up yet in our Gemara, not Seir Mishtaleach and not Paraduma, but you learn that from Mitzora, says the Gemara. Ksiv Hasam Ulakachtem Agudase Zov in Vayikra Chav Gimel Vksiv Acho Ulakachtem Lachem Bayom Arishon Malahalan Baguda Afkan Baguda. And the Rabbanan don't learn that Xavier Shova. And then the Gemara continues, it says, but we paskin the middle approach. We don't say you don't need it, and we don't say you need it, and it's ma'akev. We paskin like the Brisa that says, if you should try, or at least the Rabbanan Shita, says, is the Shita of lulav mitzvah la'agdo v'im lo agdo kasher. So who is that like? That's the Gemara's final line. Really, it's the Rabbanan Shita that lulav ain sarach eged, but because of zek keli v'yanveyu hisna elafana b'mitzvos, because of hidur mitzvah, it looks beautiful and nice and neat when it's bound up into a bundle nicely. So that is the reason for eged. Hisna elafana b'mitzvos. That mistam is where Rav gets it from here too. Rebbe gets it from kadeshi kulan baguda achas. You should bundle it up so it's all together. That is the first day. Meaning that first day has nothing to do with weight. Just has to do with you bundle it up so that it's all baguda achas. Rashi here says on that line, debeinan shiyunu kachet bebas achas. You need it to be taken in one bundle. That's Rashi why it needs to be bundled up. And the Ritva, I should have mentioned this before, the Ritva says, I don't know, you can hold it in one bundle, even if it's not a good, where the whole reason that you have to be ogated is because you have to hold it in one bundle. So the Ritva says, no. The Ritva says, as we just said, Rav Yosef Zal, Rav Yosef Piresh, in the Ritva, Debishim Hidr Mitzvah, Lefishim Dvarim Ketanim. They're small pieces, they'll be full, you'll be able to hold them at once, but it won't look as nice. So bundle it up nicely in a nice, neat package. That's Hidr Mitzvah, says the Ritva. Okay, that's Machlokas Rashi in the Ritva. And the Ritva seems to be going more with the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, explaining the Shita of Rebbe. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Kadesha Yebem Kovad, V'yiblu L'tov Srefas Apara. The reason you use the bundle is that so it's a little weighted down, to make it easier, so that it'll go straight into the Srefas Apara. L'mayinafkamina Ba'yishir. So number one is it weighted down so it goes down to the Shreifas Apara? The Svasemes has another suggestion. He says, what about if you have an item of an Ira Nidachas? Or any item that is Ba'i Shreifa? So we know, generally we hold Kala Omi Lisrof Kesarov Dami. Anything that is needs and whose destiny is to be burned is as if it's burned already, and whatever you would need a shear in Halacha, you wouldn't be able to use it. So an Esrog of an Ira Nidachas. Right, Esrog Boi Shear. It has to have a minimum shear, so you wouldn't be able to use that for a Nir Nidachas and other items. So it says the Misfas Emes here, that also Lechor would be a Nafkamina. Could you use a ribbon of a Nir Nidachas for these areas of Halacha? So if you would require a shear, you would not be able to use it. Period. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Rabbi Yochanan. So when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael into Bavel, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan. Whenever you see a Rav Dimi, we know Ravin is probably just around the corner. So Rav Dimi says in the name of Rav Yochanan, Shlosh Shalosh Lashonos Shamati. I heard about three Lashonos, not just two, as we said before, from Rav Yitzchak. Three Lashonos. Acha Shapara, V'acha Shal Seira Mishtaleach, V'acha Shal Mitzora. Three of these Lashonos that are used. Achas Mishkal Asarazuz, V'achas Mishkal Shnei Slaim, V'achas Mishkal Shekel. Feel of the Farish, one was very heavy, not very heavy, one was more heavy, one was less heavy, and one was in the middle. So, but I don't know, Rav Dimi said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, he wasn't sure. Kiyasa Ravin, Pirsha Mishmeh to Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin says, no, Rabbi Yochanan explained it to me. Which is which? Shel Para, Mishkal Asarazuz. The Paraduma one was the one that was the heaviest, Asarazuz, right? Because it needs COVID, it has to go straight down. It has to be burned. The halacha is not just throwing it in, but it has to be part of the burning process. It has to be burned in. Vishel, in the toch, in the middle, like we have in this week's Parsha. Right? We have Balabas Eish, right in the middle of the flames. Vishel Seir Mishtaleach Mishkal Shnei Slaim. And the Seir Mishtaleach was weighted to two slime. Why? That needs not as much of a kovad, but it needs a little more, because as we mentioned before, Ba'i Chaluka. It has to be split. It needs some of a shear. Vishel Mitzara Mishkal Shekel. The Mitzara doesn't need kovad, it doesn't need a Chaluka, and therefore, the smallest weight is good enough. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Pligi Bar Rabbi Shimon Chalafta V'Rabbanan, Bipara. The Machlokes is within Para. Within Para Aduma, they have the Machlokes. Chad Amr Mishkal Asar, V'chad Amr Mishkal Shekel. One says 10 Zuz, and one says Shekel, V'Siman Eich. And how do you remember that the two opinions that are arguing here within Para are the largest opinion and the smallest opinion, and not the middle opinion? Echad Hamar Be'Echad Hamamit. Right, the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Menachos says that lashon, and that's how you know it's not the machlokas is not about the shear beinoni, but it's about the largest and the smallest of the shear. We mentioned it just a couple of days ago. We're not going to repeat it again. The Rabbi Akiva Eger thought about the beginning and the end of the Torah, leiv, and you have beforehand and afterwards the ach and the gam, echad amarbe ve'echad amamet. Okay. The monetary values, these are just the weight of these, right? The way they measured weight in the days of the Talmud was in these monetary values, the weights of the coins. No, lo b'parah pligi. No, the machlokas between these great rabbis were not within Parah Aduma, ela b'sir mishtaleach pligi. The machlokas was within Sir mishtaleach. V'yahu yoma noch nafshe deravya barkisi, and that day, we'll have to see what that day means. On that day, Ravya Barkisi died. Va'anchu basimana. And they put a simon. How did they remember that the argument was within Sir Mishaleach and not within Parah Aduma? Va'anchu basimana. Ravya Barkisi mechaper kesir Mishaleach. Because Ravya Barkisi died and he's mechaper like the Sir Mishaleach. Like Rashi quotes the Gemara in Meseches Moed Katan, that Mises Aaron is put next to Big De Kahuna in the Torah to teach me that Mises Sadikim are Mechaper. And therefore here too, Isi Bar Ravya Bar Kisi died on the same day that something happened, and therefore they remember the Machlokas within Seir Mishtalech. So what happened that day? So the Pasha says that's the day the Machlokas occurred. The machlokas occurred that day, the day that he died, and therefore they remembered, oh, just like he died and he's mechaper, so too the machlokas was about the carbon, so to speak. In quotes, that's mechaper, and that's the seir la'azaza, which brings kapar for all of Klal Yisrael. Isn't the Parah Aduma mechaper a little bit too? That's more tara than mechaper, but that is the idea. If you look in the Rishash here, the Rishash finds that pshat difficult, even though it's pashtus of Rashi, because Ravya Bar Kisi Pashas was an Amora. And we're talking about when the Machlokas Tanoim took place about this. So on that day, it couldn't have been that day. It was generations later. He quotes from other Gemaras that he must have died much later. It was the time of Ravina and Ravashi. So it must be note. It means the day that Rav Yirmiyah Midifti told Ravina that the Machlokas is about Sir Mishalech and not Parah Aduma. That's the day that we're talking about. Not the day that the Machlokas actually took place, but the day that Rabbi Yirmiyah told Ravina that that's what the Machlokas is about. The Chashukei Chemed just quotes a question. He says there was a person that came to the Gabbai and said, I've really been having some difficulties in my life. I haven't been the greatest. I really need an aliyah that has to do with Kapara. I need an aliyah about Kapara. Kapara, I need an atonement. So it wasn't Achremos time. It was the summertime. So he gives him the first aliyah in Chukas. Parah Aduma, I'm Chaim Kelly, fight. And then afterwards, it becomes known that this is what occurred, is what the Gabbai gave him, and everybody was talking about. Is that really Kapara? It's more Tara. Right? Did the Gabbai really fulfill the demand? Maybe he should have given him a couple of aliyahs later. Miriam, Mises Miriam. Right? That's Kapara. Kapara Sadikim, right? Is Mechaper, like the Karbanos, like others. Either way, that was the discussion that occurred at that time. The Tosfos Yeshanim also here deals with that issue and says, well, we find in other Gemaras that the Parah Aduma has a Kapara element, even though it's Metaher. So Tosfos Yeshanim, important formulation is that the Sir Mishaleach b'mahuto is Mechaper. Parah Aduma b'mahuto is Metaher. It also has some Kapara elements, but it's not Kapara like as compared to the Sir Mishaleach. That's the Lashon of the Tosfos Yeshanim here that we have. Kisir Mishtaleach kol ikar lekapara. Avo Parah Aduma ikara letara nembra. That's an important lashon of the Tosfos Yeshanim right here. One of the ha'ara, and that is, as we said, Rashi quotes, Misa Sadikim Mechaperes, like he quotes the Gemara in Moed Katan, Lam Nisvacha Parshat Aaron, the Big Day Kahuna. Why is the Bisas Aaron put next to the Big Day Kahuna, just like Big Day Kahuna are Mechaper? As we know, the Gemara in Zvachim, each of the Begadim are Mechaper for something else. We mentioned a couple of days ago, last week, Dafka the Ktones is Mechaper for Shvichas Damim, and that's where the Kohen Gadol's mother used to make that, connecting to the mothers of the Kohen Gadol in the Mishnah and Makos. So that is one Chazal, but the Kleyakar in Parshas Chukas, classic Kleyakar, Kleyakar in Parshas Chukas points out that there are really four Chazals that talk about this topic. Four Chazals. He said this. He says this on the pasuk of by Miriam. Falohaya mayim vayda. There was no more water after Miriam died. Why did this occur? Says the Klal Yakar outside haonesh. Before you get to the four, he said outside haonesh. It's a punishment. Chasru hamayim. The water got removed. Why? Lefishlo his pituha karoi. They didn't give her the proper hesped. Ki b'moshe v'aron nemar. By Moshe and Aaron it says vayivku osam b'nei Yisrael. Maybe call base Israel. Period. She died and they buried her. They didn't realize. Right? Maybe she was such a tsanua woman, they didn't realize. Miriam. Miriam. So they took away the water, so they start realizing, wow, oh, the water was only here, bischuta. Wow, we weren't maspid her karai. And then he quotes the Chazal. Why is Misas para Misasa next to Paraduma? That's in Chukas. You have the Paraduma right next to Misas Miriam to teach me. Which, as we mentioned in the past, there's 40 years in between the beginning of Parshas Chukas and the middle of Parshas Chukas. Those are the blackout years, Rav Soloveitchik calls them. But all of a sudden, we're talking about Shlach, Korach, and then all of a sudden Miriam died. That's year 40. Right, what happened? 40 years have just passed by in the middle of Parshas Chukas. But either way, so why is that? Maybe that's also what's behind this Chazal. That why is this the Paraduma for, and to Misas Miriam to teach me just like Karbanos Machaper Af Misas Sadikim are Micha Paris. Fine, but then he quotes there are four Chazals about this. Number one, this one, right? This Misas Miriam next to Paraduma. Then we have Vayikra. We have Smichas Misas Bnei Aaron Liyom HaKippurim. Chazal also say the same thought on that. Why are Mises Bnei Aaron next to the Avodas Yom Kippurim? Just like Avodas Yom Kippurim is Vachaper, so does Mises Sadikim. Number two, we have this one. Number three, Smichas Mises Aaron Lebigdei Kahuna. That's what Rashi quoted here. Mises Aharon, not Bnei Aaron. And number four, Samach Mises Aaron Leshviras Haluchos. In Dvarim Perek Yud. Lomar Shekasha Mises Sadikim Keshviras Haluchos. So four similar chazals that we have. Misas Aaron twice, next to the Shiras Haluchos, next to the Bigdei Kahuna. Misas Bnei Aaron and Misas Miriam. Why? Says the Klal Yakar Lefisha Minat Kolt Sadik Yagia Lebnei Doro Dalid Minei Toeles. There are four benefits that every tzaddik or tzaddikah brings to the generation. Number one is Kol HaOlam Nizon Bischuso. The whole world is Nizam Bischus Tzaddik. Like the Gemara says, Kol HaOlam Nizam Bishvil Chanina Bini. Because of one tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sustain the entire world. That is, and he quotes, and sustaining is similar to a mother nursing her child, Kamo Ha'im HaMenikez Bina, and he says, and that's Bischus Miriam, had the Be'er, Maspikli Yisrael Kol Tzarcheihem, and that Miriam sustains through her zchus, the entire Am Yisrael, and that is number one. Smichas Visasa, the Paraduma, and the Paraduma is the ego, also the mother and the child. Vahasheni, Shahat Sadik Malamdam Lahol Derech Hashem. The Sadik teaches them Torah. Umitzave, Al Kain, Dome Ptirasa, Keshvira Saluchos. That's the comparison and the juxtaposition to the Shvira Saluchos, the Torah. Gimel, Jezchuso Megin Kitzel. It protects us in cold and in heat. And ubamosor sartzilam, and then our protection is removed. That's the big day kahuna that protects us. Clothing protects a person. Number three. And number four, it's mechaper, a kohen, a tzaddik is mechaper for the generation, even during his lifetime, especially during his death, and that's avodas yom kippurim. So all four chazals that are similar to each other about misa tzaddikim, accomplishing something parallel the four toelios, says the Klal Yakar right here in Chukas, that a tzaddik does for Am Yisrael. Okay, we continue. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, about the 10th line or so. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shtei Shchitos Shamati. Two Shchitos that we're going to talk about here. Acha Shel Parah V'Acha Shel Paro. Remember, we're talking about the cow, the par, that's the Kohen Gadol does. The first Vidyon, he's going to run back to do the second Vidyon, right? That's what we just had in our Mishnah. Balo Eitzel Paro Shnia, he does a second Vidui. The same animal has Vidui number one, the Kohen Gadol for he and his house, and his family, and the second Vidui of he and on behalf of all of the Kohanim. It's both on Paro. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, there are two Shritas here by these two Paros, one for the Paradum and one for Paro. Achas Kshir Bazar v'Achas Psula Bazar. One of them is allowed to be done by a Zar and one not. V'lo Yadan Heminayu. Rabbi Yitzchak says, I don't remember which is which. I have a mesorah that one of them can be done by a zar, even though they're very special, unique karbanas. But one of them can be done by a zar, one of them cannot be done by a zar. I'm not sure which is which.
Where
there's a need. Right? The Mishnah says in Maseches Kalim that a zar is allowed into the, it's not done in the Heichal, it's done in the Azara. It's done in the, he's allowed to go into the Azara when there's a need. For Shechita, for Smicha, for Tnufa. When there is a requirement. Remember we said, a couple of weeks ago that on the, when it was packed on the Yom Tovim or on the Yom Kippur, they were all around. Klai Yisrael packed in, and when we spoke at the end of the first paragraph, when we spoke about Omdim Tzfufim, when we spoke about Revachim, we spoke about it was all jam-packed in, Klai Yisrael were all around there to get a glimpse. So what is this? So Itmar. So we have a Machlokas, Shchitas, Paro, Paro, Rav and Shmuel. Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Chad Omar, Para, Psula, Paro, Kshera. One says that the Paraduma is puzzled by Azar, and Paro, Kshera, the Para on Yom Kippur, just like we say in general, Shchita, Kshera, Bizarre, this also can be kshera, bizarre. The chanamar paro psula paro kshera. The other one says the opposite. No, it's a higher standard or a different standard. The paro on Yom Kippur has to be done by the Kohen Gadol, and paro aduma is kasher to be done by a zar. There is a third shita, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, that we'll have Hashem on tomorrow's daf, on daf Mem Gimel and Mabez, Rabbi Yochanan says they're both okay bizarre. That a zar is allowed to do both, and that is what the Rambam paskins. The Rambam in the second halacha of Hilchas Psulei Hamakdashim, the Rambam starts off Psulei Hamakdashim. Kol Apsulim La'avoda Mutarin Lishchot Kashim Lechadchila. It's a Mishnah in Zvachim. Anybody who's puzzled to do the avoda can still shecht Lechadchila. The Afilu Kashi Kashim, even Kashi Kashim. Anybody who's puzzled to shecht could do the avoda can shecht. Chutz Min Atame, a tummy person should not shecht Lechadchila because Rebbe already might touch it. But if he does, it's still okay. It's still kosher. V'im avar v'shachar ezev apostle. V'chein par kohen gadol shel yom kippurim. Avo bishenem arba v'shachar aharon. Im shachtu zar, kosher. Av par aduma. Sheshachtu zar kshera. And here's the Rambam's lashon. This is Rabbi Yochanan. She'ein l'cha shchita shepsula bizar. Period. There is no shchita ever that a zar cannot do. So the Rambam paskins against both opinions here. He passes like the day on tomorrow's daf. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Why? Why does he do this? He says, because Rabbi Yochanan saying that a zar could do it, he teams up with each of the opinions here, each of them respectively that say a zar is kosher to do, so it's two against one in each of the contexts, and therefore you go by the rove, and therefore you you allow it to be done by a zar. And then he adds at the end, the Afal Gav, Rav Shimon ben Yotzadek, Rabbei, Pasal Bipara, and even though his Rebbe, Shimon Yotzadik, his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, Pasal by Para, Pasal, Kiva de Ra'a Rabbi Yochanan Dvarav, Vidacha'an, Naktina Kavase. Wow, that's an important line. Since he knew his Rebbe's words, and he's still, Rabbi Yochanan's allowed to argue on his Rebbe, it's Rabbi Yochanan. So since, how can he argue? He saw his Rebbe's words, and he argued on him, so we hold like him. If we could say sometimes, Rav Adi Yosef says that in many of his shuvas, if the Rav Shulchan Aruch would have seen these 14 Rishonim, he would have passed him differently. And therefore he could argue on the Shulchan Aruch because he says, the Shulchan Aruch would have said this also. But if he would have seen it and still argued, so then that shows conviction of opinion, and therefore we are passing that way. Also reminds us of the Gemara in Eir Vinyud Gimel, where the Gemara talks about why we passing like Beis Hillel, because there was a Baskel that went out and said, Elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chayim, v'halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel. And the Gemara says, if Elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chayim, so why do we passing like Beis Hillel? So the Gemara says, 2 points. Number one, the Gemara says, they are ne'elav, they're very meek and don't hold themselves high. And number two, the Gemara says, they're maktim divrei Beis Shammai l'divreihem. What does that mean? It means they study the words of Beis Shammai. I heard this from my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig. They study the words of Beis Shammai and they still say what they said. So that, exactly, Kesef Mishnah's point here. That shows conviction of their opinion. By studying the other, most of the time when you have two chavrusas that have an argument, they're just screaming at each other, trying to convince the other one of their own opinion. But they're not really trying to understand the other person's opinion and say, maybe you're right. Not usually how it happens. But we're just trying to convince the other person. But the gavos of Beis Hillel, the Gemara is saying, is that they did study Beis Shammai's opinion. And they still argued on Beis Shammai, so they must be right. Right, that's the Gemara. But the same guy here, the beginning of Hilchas Psulei Hamakdashim, the same thing for this Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan saw his Rebbe's opinion, and still argued, so Naktinan Kavaisayu, that anybody could do the shechita of the paraduma or the par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. What exactly does Zar mean here? So Zar definitely means the Yisrael. But the Tosfos Yeshanim here says, Zar here means Kohen Hedyo too. We're talking about whether a Kohen Gadol has to do it. That's the question. And anybody not a Kohen Gadol would be called a Zar. And that's a question that the Achronim deal with. Sometimes you could have a flexible definition of what the word Zar means. It for sure means a Yisrael. But does it mean more than that? So here's an example. A non-Kohen Gadol is called a Zar. The Rambam has a Lashon in another context, which we've spoken about in the past. The Rambam says, an Arel Kohen. If an Arel Kohen does the Avoda, he gets Malkus. He gets Malkus. Ask the Mefarshim, it's based on a Halacha Moshe Misinai. How can he get Malkus? You need a Pasuk in Chumash. Says the Rambam. The Lashon is, in B.S. Mikdash, Ha'arel harehu keben nechar. An Arel is like a ben nechar. Shenemar kol ben nechar, Arel lev, Arel basar. Lefichach, Arel she'avad, chila avodaso veloke, kizar she'avad. Wow. What is the Rambam telling me? The Halacha Moshe Misinai is teaching me that an uncircumcised Kohen is a Zar. Or let's say it in the positive way. What's the definition of a Kohen? A Kohen means a circumcised Kohen, not just a biological Kohen. Because if you're an Arel, you're also a Zar. And here, for this halacha, you have to be a Kohen Gadol, not to be a Zar. Rabbi Yosef Engel asks, what about an Eshes Kohen? Is she a Zar? If she does the Avoda, besides being a woman, but if she does the Avoda, ask Rabbi Yosef Engel in Asvin Daraisa. Asvin Daraisa, he has this piece, Klal Yutes. Bo Yivuar, im Kohanos Kizaros Chashivi Legabe Avoda Olo? And this is the question of the Precious Drachim. When the Gemara Darshins, Bnei Aaron, Velo Benos Aharon, im Al Yidea Kasav Azeh, Nichlusu Lechlal Zaros, Vechayeves Misa? If she does the Avoda? Oh, Havi Ach Pasul Ba'alma. Right, what do you say? They can't do the Avoda, but some because Bnei Aaron below Bonos Aaron, or that pasuk is Megala, that they're Zar, Legabe the Avoda. So again, you have different areas where you could have different contexts and different definitions of Zarus for this. And he quotes our Gemara. Quotes our Gemara. He says, "He had the Rina biyuma daf ben bezim and aleph shechidat svar shaklan gadol bizar psula e de kohen hedyot sheavad bidi eved avar rak aaseh de aaron velo kohen hedyot odilma hol v'hitzrach hakatz of aaron havelik kizar v'huk bilav kizar v'chein yishtabik savizep a kohen hedyot. What if a kohen hedyot does any of the avodas of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur? What if a kohen hedyot goes and does the ketores in the kodesh kodashim? So he's okay, fine. His bia reikonis for going into the kodesh kodashim, but is he chayiv misa like a zar shavad, or he's a kohen, right? So that's a question that's dealt with here, but that's an important discussion of the word zar on our gemar. So anyways, we have machlokas Rav and Shmuel, one way or the other about para aduma and about the par of the kohen gadol. Testayim de Ravu de Amar par psula. Let's prove that Rav is the one that says para aduma. Kohen Gadol needs to do it, while the par of the Kohen Gadol, Zar can do it. Damar Abzera, or the Gra adds in here, Amar Rav, Shchitas Par Abzar Psula, it's Beferish. The Shchita by a Zar of the Paradum is Pasul. V'yamar Rav, Allah, and Rav said about that, El Azar V'chukah Sheninuba. It says Elazar in Chukas, and it says Chosar de Chuk, Zos Chukas HaTorah. So you see, it is Ma'akev. So that's Rav. So Rav Maishna Paradichsiv Elazar V'chuka. Why would he say that Paraduma is Ma'akev? Azar, a non-Kohen Gadol, cannot do the Shechita. Paronami, Haksiv Aaron V'chuka. So by Paro, by Yom Kippur also. It also says the name of the Kohen Gadol and Chok. We'll get to later, just some of you might be thinking about the Rashi, the beginning of Chukas. Elazar at the time was the Skan Kohen Gadol, not the actual Kohen Gadol. So what do you mean that, oh, it says the Kohen Gadol? So the Gemara will talk about that later. But anyway, so the Gemara says, so why does he say that it would not be required, why is it possible by Paraduma? Shechita lav avodahi. Well, Shechita really is lav avoda, so that's why the Zohar is allowed to do it by the Paro, the Par of the Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Yachi Paranami, so Paraduma too. What's the difference? If Shechita lav avodahi, it's across the board. We'll have to get back to that line, but let's first continue. Shiny para, tekachi bedeka bayasi. Wow. That is a machlokas elsewhere, in Mesech HaShavuos, machlokas tanoim. That para aduma is a unique type of carbon. Or is it a carbon? The Torah calls it chatas, but it's paraduma. You do the entire avoda on Har HaZeisim, if not burned in the Beis HaMikdash. So is paraduma really a carbon or not? Where does the Rambam talk about paraduma? In Sefer Tara. Where's Meseches Para? It's not in Kachim. It's in Taros. Right, so just that tips us off a little bit. Is paraduma more in the world of Tumah V'Tahara or more in the world of Kachim? Right, you have some areas of halacha that fascinatingly go into two worlds. Hilchas Nida. Hilchas Nida. Meseches Nida is also in Seder Taros. Right, but the Rambam has Hilchas Nida a lot in Isur Ebiya. A lot of the halacha. There's no separate Hilchas Tumas Nida for the Rambam in Sefer Tara. So you can say, oh, that's more because there's definitely an Isur V'Heter element and there's definitely a Tumah V'Tahara element by Nida. Bizman HaZeh, there's only Isur L'Baila element. But again, will the real, let's say in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, which category does it belong in? Right, so that's you have this by Nida, you have this by Paraduma, you have this by a number of halachas. So here, if it's not a real carbon, so maybe it would be in the category of Kachi Bedekabayas, meaning legally, financially, it's part of the Beis HaMikdash, but it's hektish, but it's not a carbon. That's this daya. Kachi Bedekabayas, look at Rashi. Klomar, Ein ba Kedushas HaMizbeach, El Kedushas Damim Ba'alma. It has value, but it doesn't have inherent Kedusha. Shaharei Shechitasa Bahara Mishcha. The fact that it's shechita is done in Har HaZeisim, right, tips us off. This is not a regular carbon. Hilkach. And once you say that, then, you can't be mechalik between all different avodos. Ironically, Rav said, what are we trying to prove? We're trying to prove Rav Shita that paraduma azar cannot shecht. So what are we saying? Well, it's all bedek abayis. So its shechita is not unique. It's not avodos. We're not talking about real avodos. So everything is equal. So if everything is equal, so the rest of it for sure cannot be done by azar. So the shechita also cannot be done by azar. Hilkach ein tzad avodos nechlachas ba v'kol avodos shavus ba. That's the line of Kachi Bedek Abayis. The Gemara says 1 minute. V'lav kol dekenu, right, based on the irony that I just mentioned. But isn't it then a kol shekein? If the shechita of something low level cannot be done by a zar, surely the shechita of a high level should not be able to be done by a zar. So Rashi already gave a svara why that's. Why it's different. So that could be what the Gemara is saying in the next line. Amrav Shisha Bredu Ravidi, that's not true. Midi Dehavi Amaras Degoim. What do you mean? There are some very low-level activities that require a Kohen. Or require, right, in this context, in the following context, a Kohen. So we can say a Kohen Gadol in our context. Like looking at Negaim. The Lava Vodahi. What, a Kohen looking at a Mara Nega is an Avoda? No, it's not. Ubay Gouda. You need a Kohen to declare it Saras. Or not Saraz. So you see, it doesn't have to be an avoda, so that's not a kol shekein that works. So you go back to Rav Hold, paraduma requires a Kohen Gadol to do the shechita and beyond, while it could be the par of Yom Kippur, shechita lav avodahi, and therefore it does not require a Kohen, it could even have a zar. Whenever shechita lav avodahi comes up, Baalei Tosfos discuss what the svara for this is. We had a daf in shir about this a couple of years ago. We're just going to review the shechitas on the daf. Machlokas Tosfos here has two dayas. Why is shechita lav avodahi? Why is it not an avoda? The shechita kabbalah halachas rika, the four avodas of a behema. What makes it different? So Rashi all over Shas, and Tosfos quotes him all over Shas, Rashi says, why is it lav avoda? Because it's Kshir Bazar. The fact that a non-Kohen can do the Avoda shows that it's somewhat different. And Tosfos is bothered about that because here that's Gufo what we're trying to figure out. Whether a Zar could do this Shechita or not. How can you use that factor to tell me that Shechita Lav Avodahi? It's like circular. So Tosfos quotes differently. Rabbi Yaakov Meir leans. Tosfos quotes Yaakov Meir leans who says Shechita Lav Avodahi. Why? Because you have it in Chulin as well. You don't have Zrikas Hadam by Chulin animals. You don't have Kabbalah or Halacha by Chulin. You have Shechita. So if you have Shechita by Chulin, so that reflects that it's not really a unique Avodah to Kachim. And the Achronim explain, this doesn't mean, the Dvar Avram says, that doesn't mean that it's exactly Shechita. You don't have to say this Shechita is saying that Shechita's Chulin and Shechita's Kachim are the same exact Halacha. It's just that the concept of Shechita exists in Chulin, even if it's not the same exact concept as the one in Kachim, but the fact that it exists already tips us off that Shechita is different. We discussed a couple of weeks ago, Misasik B'Kachim is Puzzle, even though it's not Puzzle by Chulin. If I throw a knife, I have no Kavana to Shecht, and it happens to Shecht. So it could be that works by chulin and not by kadshim. There could be differences in the shechita in halacha, but all Rabbi Yaakov Meir Linz is saying is that there is some affinity, some parallel to the concept of shechita, and that's why lav avodehi. That is the that's the discussion of shechita lav avodehi here in Tosfos. Again, more feel free to listen to the Daf Be'Iyun shiur that's in the archives. Oh, just one final point to mention that I forgot to mention about the Paraduma. Reb Chaim held that by Paraduma, up until the moment of the shechita, it was kachim bad kabayis. After the shechita, it became kachim mizbeach. He said it splits because there's a machlokas, there are various gemaras that point in different directions. So the Griz in his sefer on the Rambam, Menuchos Ma'aser Karbanos, quotes his father, Reb Chaim, who says that distinction up until the shechita and after the shechita. Okay, we continue, and we brought in Nagayim. Ule Shmuel. So once we prove that Rav is the one that says that Azar cannot shecht paraduma, but he can shecht the par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Ule Shmuel to Amar Paro Psula. So we ask the question the other way. Shmuel holds that the para on Yom Kippur cannot be done by Azar. Maishna para dechsev aron v'chuka. Paranami haksev elazav v'chuka. What would be the svara for the opposite direction? Shaini hasam dechsev v'shachat osa lifanav. It says by paraduma, you shecht it in front of him. Sheyehezar shochet ve'elazar ro'eh. It means in front of him that somebody else is shechting it. So a special pasuk that allows someone else to shecht. Rabbi Yosef Engel here just has a suffix. Does this mean allows or needs? Is he allowed to do it, but you're allowed to have somebody else, or you need to have somebody else? He needs to witness it. And he quotes Kedarka Bakodesh all the times that you find lifanav. Does that mean the person can himself do it? He quotes a tshuva of the Radvaz. Amazing Bekiyas. He knows Radvaz by heart. He says the tshuva of the Radvaz, where there's a sofer that wrote a get, who is the actual shliach of the get too. So does he say, b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam, the first few blad in Gittin, or does b'fanei mean, I didn't do it, it was just done in front of me. If he was the actual, he wrote it. So is that mechsi kashikra? If he says, before me, and he quotes, he relates it to this Gemara, because it's dafka lifanav, does that mean he's allowed to do it also? Okay. V'rav, what does Rav do with that pasuk? The Shmuel uses to teach me that a zar could do it. Shlo yaseir da'itam imena. He uses that to teach me that he can't have any asach hadas by the paradum. He's got to focus. V'shmuel, shlo yaseir da'itam minale. How does he know that? Nafkale, mi v'saraf v'sapara leinav. Right? In front of his eyes. V'rav, chad b'shchita v'chad b'sreifa. Rav says, you need two psukim to teach me that you cannot have a hesach hadas, both by the shechita of the paraduma and by the sreifa. V'tzricha, dika d'rachmana b'shechita, if you only had it by shechita, mishum d'tchilas avodahi, that's the beginning of the avoda. So that's defining. Aval sreifa, emalah, but once it's burning, maybe hesach hadas isn't as crucial. Tzricha, that's what you need in that direction. Dika d'rachmana b'sreifa, and if you only had it by sreifa, mishum d'hashtahu d'miskashra para. This is the ikra avoda. This is where it becomes ashes and becomes the paraduma. Aval shechita, emalah, tzricha. That's what you need. The halacha of hesach hadas, both by shechita and by sreifa. Because it's the beginning or because it's the ikr. The chashuk echemed has the shayla. There's a Talmud Chacham in Shul, and they want to be mechabed him to daven on Yom Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So is it more kavedik to let him daven Ma'ariv, to start it off? It's the Tchilas Avoda, or Musaf? Musaf is the Ikar Avoda. Musaf is in the middle of the day. So which is the greater kibud? To daven Ma'ariv, or to daven Musaf? That's the question that the Chashuke Chemed was asked. And he quotes our Gemara, so he sees Shavim Heim, right? The Tzricha, you need both. Tzricha. Right, we have some gabayim here, right? But then he says, maybe not. He says, maybe not. He says, because, and this is an important question, and that is, it could be that all chazaras hashatz throughout the year are different than the chazaras hashatz of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. And he quotes this as a machlokas between the Briska Rav and the Chazon Ish, but there are many, where Soloveitchik also felt this way, that the Chazaras Hashatz of Musaf Rosh Hashanah is really the Chazan is being motzi. Malchi Zechronis and Shofros al Seder, Tkios al Seder Habrachos, that is a unique Shmona Esrei, so it could be that would override more than Tchila. And it could be that would override, but he says that is the question is asked. Okay, we'll get the, he doesn't really give an answer, one way or the other. So, Elu ve'elu. We'll get one more Chashuk Echem Hashem, coming up soon, but let's continue first. Says the Gemara, Limute Mai. So Rav has these two stages that you cannot have a Hesach Hadas. So what is that excluding? When can you have a Hesach Hadas? Tosa says it seems that there was a Mesorah, that you were allowed to have a Hezekadas for something, because you might have learned this Gemara as, you can't have a Hezekadas for anything. The Gemara had a Mesorah, that there's something that's allowed. Lim ute mai. Ilema lim ute asifas afra umilu mayim lakidush, gathering the ashes and adding the water to the ashes. Lemishmeres lemeinidaksiv. It already says, lemishmeres, that you're regarding the ashes and the water. It also requires shimur, which means no Hezekadas. Ella, right, the Ramban on the first daf in Chulin says that whenever the lashon of shimur is used in the Torah, it means guarding it so there's no even doubt. There's not even the shadow of doubt. It's not like pretty good, but shimur always means guarding it so you're not in a state of suffix where you might be able to be makel anyway. That's the lashon of shimur. So lemishmeres. So ella lemuute hashlochas eitz erez ve'ezov u'shnitolas. When you throw these in, delav gufa deparaninu. When you throw these into the fire, as we started off today's daf, right, throwing it to the toch srevas apara, that does not need such a focus. It doesn't need such a focus. A hesachadas would be more flexible there. Period. Itmar, Viter, so we had a Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Which one, when is Zor allowed to Shecht? So, we're about to see. It's a Machlokas, also as follows. Shchita Sapara Bezar, Rav Ami Amrak Sheer, Vyisla Nafka Amar Psula, Ula Amrak Sheer, Vami La Psula, so it's parallel Machlokos, Masav Rav Yoshua Bar Abba, L'Siyue L'Rav. So, they asked to prove, to support Rav. Remember, Rav was the one that said, Paraduma is Pasul. Is puzzle for the Zar Shechita. Ein li ela hazo'as meimeha, shein k'sherin b'isha k'ba'ish, vein k'sherin ela bayom, this is a brisa about paraduma. I only know that the sprinkling of the ashes water is not allowed by a woman, and not allowed except by day, based on psukim, minayim, Rashi quotes the psukim, right, hu yischata bo b'yom ha'shlishi, minayim l'rabos, how do I know to also include that the following is also only by day, shchitasa v'kabolas dama v'azaz dama v'sreifasa v'ashlachas eitz erez ve'ezo v'shnitolas, how do I know that all of that also requires day, and is not allowed by a woman, tamalomar, Torah, right, those chukas, a Torah, Torah, achas, right, all the halachas are compared. Yochol sha'ani marbe, af asifas afara umilu imayim v'kiddush, maybe I might even include that, to require bayom, tamalomar zos. As we have said, Torah is an inclusionary word, zos is an exclusionary word. Umar isa l'rabo says, elu l'hozi es elu, why do I include the first list and exclude the second list? Acha shariba hakatzav umiyet, once you know there's an inclusion and an exclusion, amart hare anu l'meidin kulan me'azaz ve'meha. I learn all of the requisite avodas from azaz ve'meha, Rashi says, masr nakatzav. The Rabbanan understood that the first list were the Ikara Vodos and the last few were the extra. Mahazos Memeha Ainon Ksherin Beisha Kiba Ish Vein Ksherin Elabayom Afani Abishitasa the Kabbalah Dama Vazos the Mavisri Fasa Fashlachas Eitz Erez Ve'ezov Shnitolas. Also these, the shechting and the catching the blood and the sprinkling and the burning. All of that also, hold Ein Ksherin Beisha Kiba Ish Ein Ksherin Ela Bayom. This is all one big sentence. We didn't get to the proof yet. Right? They're all only Kasher Bayom. Umotzi Ani, and I exclude Asifas Afara Umilui Mayim V'Kiddush, those extra. Hol V'Ksherin Beisha Kabaish K'sherin Nami Bayom Uvalayla. Those extra avodos are allowed even at night or by an Isha. So that's the Brisa. So what do we try to bring this for? As a Raya to Rav and Akasha on Shmuel. That a Zar is not allowed to do the Shechita by a Paraduma. That's a Raya to Rav. So Vahai, my Tirfta, what exactly is the problem here? What's the problem with Shmuel and the support of Rav? Ilema mida psulin ba'isha, psulin nami bazar. Is that the parallel? You didn't mention the word zar in this brisa. So are we comparing it to the psul of Adisha? For the fact that a woman is pasul to shecht, so a zar must also be pasul to shecht. Hazo'as me'me'a tochiyach. That's not true. Because look about the hazo'as adam. Shepsulin ba'isha v'ksherin bazar. Onisha cannot do the hazoa, but a zar, a non-kohen gadol, remember that's the definition here, can. So Amar Rabbi, so what's the raya? And what's the kasha? Amar Rabbi, hainu tiyufte. No, this is the problem. Isha mai taima elazar velo isha. Zar nami elazar velo zar. No, you're right. Regarding hazoas meimeha, you might say there's a difference, but here, regarding shchita, it says elazar has a shecht. So if elazar has a shecht, excluding isha, elazar has a shecht, excluding zar. That was the siyua to Rav. And the kasha on Shmuel. If you look in the Ritva here has two important deos regarding this whole brisa. Right? The question is, the Im Tomar asks the Ritva,
Why do you have to have a special limud by Paraduma to understand that all of these avodas are only Vayom? The Paraduma is called Chatas. So at least the avodos that are parallel in the Paraduma to a regular carbon Chatas, you should know have to be done by Yom because it's a Chatas. Right? So he has two dayas. The first answer is an Achinami. You're right. Those are just Kedei Nasva. Really, the list is only there. The real limud is only for the unique avodas by Paraduma, number one. And the second day, we just spoke about this in Amud Aleph. What's the second day of the Ritva? No, it's called a Chatas, but it's not really a Chatas. You can't compare the Paraduma Shenikra Chatas to a regular carbon that's called Chatas. 2 days. V'yesh chetir tu dinachinami, v'agav idach delisnu b'chatos da'almanak tinu lahani. Inami, kivan de'ika kama mili she'ein la paradin chatas, eima b'hanami lo dami lachatas v'lo b'ayom. Kamash v'lan, you do need it. Fascinating two opinions. Our issue, Kachim Bedek Abayis, Kachim Mizbeach. Which world does Para Aduma belong in? You sprinkle the Begam Torah, but it's called a Chatas, right? All these, you do avodos to it, but you don't do them in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? You got to learn Maseches Para Be'iyun to understand this, right? We don't have the chance because there's no Gemara on it. But it's something that we have to make sure we do. Okay, last section for the day. Omar Ula. So we start something now that we continue by the Shema on tomorrow's daf. Ula is about to darshin the entire section of the beginning of Parshas Chukas. The entire 19th parak of Bamidbar. We darshin the psukim, and Ula says some psukim fit with other psukim, and some psukim give opposite impressions than other psukim. Amar Ula, kol haparsha kula, mashma motzi midei mashma. Some psukim imply something that is opposite of previous psukim. They're motzi; they go against the earlier. Umashma mamela, and some fit in to other psukim. And now we're going to darshan all the psukim, and we're going to have different opinions about various psukim, as we'll see in the coming. In the coming sugya. We start off from the beginning. Unisatim osel Elazar HaKohen. And it goes to Elazar HaKohen, who was the Skan Kohen Gadol. Osel Elazar v'lo Ledoros Elazar. This paraduma, the first one was done by Elazar and not Ledoros. So what does that mean? In which direction? Iga da Amri Ledoros b'Kohen Gadol. Only here the Skan does it. But in general, the Kohen Gadol has to do it. Maybe only here he doesn't do it because Rashi quotes the Egel connection. So here the Skan has to do it. But either way, for generations, the Kohen Gadol, V'ikad Amri Ledoros B'Kohen Edyot. Or it means here a stand-in for the Kohen Gadol has to do it, but for generations, any Kohen could do it. Right? Machlokas, what that line means. Bishlam Alam Adar Ledoros B'Kohen Edyot Shapir. If you say for generations it could be the Kohen Edyot, fine. You don't have a specific source limiting it to Kohen Gadol. So you say Kohen Edyot. Elamand Amr Ledoros B'Kohen Gadol Minale. How do you know that it should be limited? Kamar Chuka Chukam Yom HaKippurim. Just like Yom Kippur is only by Kohen Gadol, so it says Chok here, it says Chok there, Gzeir Shava, so to Paraduma forever must be done by the Kohen Gadol. Remember, there was only 9 Paradumas in history. The 10th one is Bimos HaMashiach. So there's only been 9. It's not so many times that this avod was done. Vahotzi Osa, next phrase. You bring out the Paraduma. Shelo Yotzi Acheres Ima. It's got to go out alone on the special ramp, right, that was brought, that they took it from the Beis HaMikdash to the Harazesim. Shelo Yotzi, you can't take any other out with it. Shelo Yotzi Acheres Ima, Kiditznan, or wherever it was. Lo Haisa Parer Rotze. Let's say, so the Paraduma doesn't want to move. It's being somewhat stubborn. Ein motzi'in ima shchora. Don't take out another one that sometimes you have one animal will help lead the other animal out, will entice it out. You can't take a black one out. Shelo yomer shchora shachta. People might say, oh, I didn't know. I think it's Paraduma and Parah shchora. I didn't realize that. And also, ve'ein motzi'in ima aduma. You can't even take out another red one. Shelo yomer shtayim shachtu. So you don't say, two are being shechted here. Rebbe Omer, lo min Hashem Uzeh. That's not the reason you can't take out two. Elam Yishuv Shemar, Osa Levada. It's based on Xeris HaKasif, not because of just a Shema Yomru. V'Tanakama, Haksiv Osa. Aye, the Tanakama is Siv Osa. What do you need Osa for according to the Tanakama? If it's just a Xeris Durabanan, so to speak? Man Tanakama, Reb Shimon Hi. Tidarish Taimed Dekra. No, that's Reb Shimon Shita, who's darshaning the reason for the pasuk. He's not giving a dindra banan. He's saying it can't be two because this is what people might say. My benayu and nafkamina between the two, whether it's osal vada or shalo yomru, ika benayu da afik chamor bahada. If you take out a donkey with it, nobody's going to say you're using a donkey. Nobody's saying that, but it's still a violation. Osa, osa, levada. Just to end with the last Chashuke Chemer today. Amazing question, but very serious. You need a posek gadol to answer this question. There was a story of a girl that Baruch Hashem was getting married. Wonderful, getting married. Big, big simcha. She had an older sister that was not married. An older sister that was not married, and there was some type of problem that she and many others thought that she probably would never get married. That was the situation, the sad situation. Even though you always hope, but this is the situation. The older sister said that I need to at least act as a kala. So I want to walk down the aisle with my sister, next to my parents, next to my sister, and I want to go around 7 times under the chuppah with my sister. I want to wear a white dress. Obviously, the kiddushin, she's going to get married. But she said, I'm never going to get married. I want to at least have a vicarious experience to be able to have that little bit, being the center of attention a little bit. The shaila was, is this allowed? And the doctor said, the psychologist said, kedai lasos bigla brius ha'achot. It's kedai to do this for her health and for her mental state. So, are you violating anything? It's strange, but maybe it's for the good of the sister. So he says, what about this case? Hotzi osa, osa velo acheres. Right? Only one person is getting married. Mistaber gam ben yonenu, asur lachos lavo big dekala. Kedei shelo yomru, shekidei shnei achios. People shouldn't say that. Maybe there's a difference. Marriages happen all the time. Paradumas don't happen so often. Everybody knows there's only one kala under every chuppah. But paraduma doesn't happen so often. So maybe dafka there. But then he says, you know, he quotes another Gemara that we always try, yotza malasos, there's a case by bechoros. We want the bechor to go through the fence when you want to be mafresh meiser behema and the animals aren't working. So you get some of the mothers to stand on the outside to try to make sounds to entice them to go through. He says, kach ben yoneinu, he says, speak to chachmei hanefesh. Derachim ketzer ha'achos ha'sovelet lo takpad al akala. Try to figure out a way for it not to be done, because he really says it's not appropriate for her to wear a gown, white, under the chuppah, right next to her sister. Maybe it sounds like that's what his main problem is. Maybe if she wears a different color gown, you know, then it'll be more clear. But if she's wearing a white gown with a veil under the chuppah going around the chasen, it's very strange. And therefore he's not comfortable with that. But either way, that's what he relates to our situation. Okay, we'll stop here, but Hashem, we will continue.